I do appreciate you. Amen. I appreciate you coming to this church and to be with us. It's a free world. You can go pretty much wherever that you wanted to go. I appreciate you choosing to come to the church here that we're affiliated with. And I mean that. I appreciate all of you. I know some of you drive back and forth and just a long ways and different things. I appreciate it so very much. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12. The book of Hebrews chapter 12. Verse number 25, we'll start reading. The Bible said, "See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken, they remain. Wherefore, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire." Amen. Would you reach your hands to the Lord again? Ask God to help us tonight. Father, let the church say, "Amen." There's a song in the hymn book. They used to sing it. I haven't heard it sung in a little while. It's, I think, found on page 161. And the name of that song is what I want to borrow for a title of this little message tonight. And it's called "Jesus is Calling." Amen. Jesus is calling. The song says something like this, and I'm just going to skip through it, but it said, "Jesus is calling the weary to rest. Bring him thy burden, and thou shalt be blessed." Jesus is calling. "Jesus is waiting. Oh, come to him now. Come with thy sins. At his feet lowly bow." Jesus is calling. "Jesus is pleading. Oh, list to his voice. Hear him today." Amen. My scripture text tonight says, "See that ye refuse not him that speaketh." I believe he's calling. I believe he's reaching. I believe God wants us to be saved. I believe that that is God's plan for everyone in this building. And the song said Jesus is calling, said Jesus is waiting, said Jesus is pleading. The Lord don't want us to die lost. He does everything in his power to see that we could be saved. Amen. You see, the text said, "See that ye refuse not him that speaketh." It said, "For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven." I feel like God's talking to us. Amen. I feel like that God talks to us. To refuse is a positive rejection of his word. Just refuse him. You know, it's strange to me that you see people in trouble And the only answer, as the children sang a while ago, is Jesus. And you can offer them Jesus, and they just reject Him. They just turn Him away. No, I don't want Him. Some years ago, traveling up the street here from the church, and felt impressed to stop. There was a man walking on the side of the road. I didn't know him. I don't know if I've ever saw him since. But I stopped, rolled the truck window down, asked a man about coming to church. Said, I'd like to invite you to come to church. We're in revival. We was in meeting at that time with Brother Bill Houston. And I invited the guy to come to the house of the Lord. The man that readily, when I stopped and rolled the window down, came over to the vehicle. But whenever I mentioned the Lord and mentioned church, he backed off as if, I don't want no part of that. You're offering me something here that I don't want no part of. I don't want to refuse Him. I don't want to just utterly reject His Word. The Bible mentions that we not turn Him away. You see, to turn away is to treat the message carelessly. It's to turn away from one that's speaking to you. Amen. You ever tried to talk to anybody while you're trying to tell them something? They just turn away. You pretty well get the point, don't you? They're not interested in what you've got to say. Amen. I don't want to turn the Lord away. Amen. The Lord's wanting to talk to us. Amen. If we're going to be saved, we're going to have to listen to His calling. Jesus is calling today. Amen. That's when you need to get saved. You say, well, I'll do something at some other point. But the Bible says this in one place, the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Amen. On preaching, when I get there. Amen. I want to tell you something. You might as well just try to let the Lord help you because He's wanting to. Amen. But you're going to have to do it on the Lord's timing. You're going to have to listen to what God's got to say. Some men have decided they'll serve God whenever that they get good and ready. But I can also read to you where that the Lord said in the earliest parts of the Bible, in fact, in the book of Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3, the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Amen. God gets to call in me and you. I want to listen to Him. I said, I want to listen to Him. God starts calling and sometimes we're busy. God starts calling and sometimes we got other things on our mind. But when the Lord starts calling, I want to hear what the Lord's got to say. Are you helping me preach tonight? I want to say tonight that He will call. Amen. He will call. Everyone. Are we listening? It's been said before that someone said that God don't speak to people no more. But the answer has been said also. It ain't that God ain't talking. It's just that we're not listening. He will call. The Bible tells us that the Son of Man came to seek and to save. It's not God's will that you perish. It's not God's will that we die lost. You see, salvation is His plan. My life is deep in sin. Preacher, my life is messed up. Salvation is His plan. Salvation is deliverance. Salvation is His plan. Redemption is His purpose. Amen. Redemption means to rescue or to purchase. Amen. Oh, it's God's plan to rescue you. It's God's plan to deliver you. I feel like preaching a little while. God sees man and God seeks for man, and God understands that man's in trouble. God realizes, amen, you've got to see, amen, that even in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, as wicked as it got, the Bible said that their cry reached unto the heavens. And the Lord said, I will go down and see. In my words here, paraphrasing, if it's really as bad as what they said, amen, the thoughts that the Lord, the Holy One of heaven would walk down into the pits of Sodom and Gomorrah because men were crying. Amen. I can read to you and may preach there directly about God, how that God tried to call people out of there. God wants to help us. Amen. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. If you really want free, if you're sick and tired of sin and what it's doing to your life and tearing things apart, God will help you. God calls men out and God calls men to him because he wants to help them. Amen. See when God begins to call, see that you refuse him not. Don't turn him away. God starts knocking on your heart's door, as it has been said here. Amen. Already tonight, God starts knocking on your heart's door. Don't turn your shoulder away from him. Amen. It intrigues me also, Brother Joe, when I read that the Lord called men by name. He called Abraham and he called Moses and he called Ananias, and all that they would say was, "Here am I, Lord." Amen. The Lord begins to talk. I think about how that God wants men to follow him. Follow him. I want to preach a little while. I'll get to my message here, and I won't preach long once I get there. But I want you to understand with me tonight. God calls. God calls. You know, sometimes we look at salvation and being saved, and I don't know, Brother Brandon, we have mystified it. We have complicated it. We have turned it all every sorts of ways. Amen. I want to tell you tonight in this message, when God calls, if you won't refuse him, you can be saved. It's just that simple. Amen. When God calls you, if you will follow and hear what God tells you to do, you can be saved. Could somebody say amen? I don't know much about it, preacher. I don't read in this book where you've got to know much about it. I don't understand much about it, preacher. You don't have to understand it. But I read about a way and a highway called holiness. And I'm not saying that men are that. But I want to tell you what the Bible said. He said, though a fool, he shall not err therein. You know why that he won't err? He listens to what God's got to say. How many can remember when God started calling you? God started calling you. God started calling you. God started dealing with you. I want to show you some scriptures here. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And they straightway left their nets and followed him. We're followers of Christ now. No revival? Amen. No renowned evangelist? No altar call? No church creed? No book to sign? Follow the Lord. Amen. And straightway they left their nets and followed him. Amen. We can read on down. And going from thence, he saw other two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. Amen. Turn in your Bibles again, if you will, to the book of Matthew chapter 9. Amen. Verse number 9. Amen. The author of this book here is referring to himself in Matthew chapter 9 and verse number 9. And Jesus passed forth from thence. He saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, "Follow me." And he arose and followed him. Amen. He just took off after. He just commenced to follow him, as the old timers would say. I get to thinking in my mind, what does this mean to be a Christian? How do we become a Christian? How do we live for the Lord? What does it consist of? What does it mean to serve God? In America's mentality today, it's I'll start going to church. Going to church doesn't make you saved if you're not following the voice of the Lord. For men have went to church for years and never been saved. While on the other hand, Brother James, I feel like that they've been men that have heard the voice of missionaries. Come on now, whether it be by means of interpreter or whatever it might be, they have heard that voice, and all they started doing was following the Lord. I want to be saved. I want to be saved. I want to hear what He's got to say. I want to do what He tells me to do. I can think of that Philippian jailer. Amen. Whenever that, he saw that great trembling and the shaking of the jail and the men's bonds was loose. Amen. And Paul and Silas and those came out. And his first thought was to kill himself. And then you know the story of Paul said, do yourself no harm. We're all here. And they called for a light and they came in. And the man said these words, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Oh, tonight, if that would be in our hearts, what must I do to be saved? What does it consist of to serve God? What does it mean for me to live for the Lord? I know that there are characteristics of conversion that are common to all of us. Amen. I know the first step is repentance. I know there's a surrender. I know there's an obedience. And then there comes a dedication. You'll get saved by heeding to the voice of God. Did not He say that my sheep know my voice? I want to tell you, and I'm not trying to get you messed up from the get-go, there's a lot of people and a lot of words and a lot of folks that will give you advice. Some will give you good advice and some will lead you astray. There's a lot of different things, but what we got to do, we got to listen for that voice. That same voice that called us out of sin. Somebody help me preach. Amen. I want to say this, we enter by the door of commitment. It's kind of where I ended up with this morning's message, a commitment. We enter into heaven by the door of commitment. When He calls, we follow. They immediately left their nets and they followed the Lord. You want to be saved? What was it that Mary told him? Said, whatsoever He saith unto you, do it. It's not that complicated. Don't act like it's that all that, you know, as far as the things of this world. Amen. Oh, let me tell you something. God wants you to be saved. Apostle Paul saw at Tarsus traveling down the road of Damascus. Amen. And the light shines. And he sees this vision. And he sees the light from heaven. But he testified later on that he said, I was not disobedient unto that heavenly vision. It'd be one thing for God to speak to you. And you could turn Him away. It'd be one thing for God to talk to you or call your name. And you could come to attention. And say to someone, I know the Lord's calling me. But by and by, because of circumstances, you begin to turn away from the Lord. But tonight, let me tell you something. You get saved by hearing His voice and coming to Him. And then the way to stay saved is you follow Him. You commit yourself to whatever that He says to you, do it. It will always be easy. He'll ask you hard things. He'll put hard paths for you to go on. Come on now. But you just got to follow the Lord. The vision could no more save Paul. Just seeing a vision, hearing that voice from heaven, that didn't save Paul. That couldn't save him no more than a spring of water could save a man dying of thirst. You could be dying of thirst and see a bubbling spring. That wouldn't save you. But until you knelt down and kissed that spring on its lips and got that water into your system, then it will help you. See that you refuse Him not. Oh, it's exciting to me that God's a talking to our people. Can somebody say amen? I said, it's exciting to me that God is talking to our people. Even before Paul could be saved, he had to obey Him. Saul could have saw the vision fall into the ground and said, who art thou, Lord? He got up and went his way. It's what a lot of people do. Amen. It's what a lot of people do. Maybe you differ from me, but let me tell you my opinion. Men know when God deals with them. I've been praying for your sister that God would speak through her disoriented mind. When God speaks to her, she'll know it's God. Amen? Did anybody have to tell you when God spoke to you? You may not have knew. You may have been like Saul of Tarsus and said, "Who art thou, Lord?" But you knew it was the Lord. You might not have really knew him in person, but you knew it was the Lord. Come on here now. And when we see that, then we gotta reach that place of commitment. We gotta follow. We gotta obey the Lord. Matthew, Jesus said to Matthew, he said, "Follow me." Amen. I don't want to get you confused here. Like I said, there's characteristics of conversion. It's common to all of us. But Brother James, whenever that Jesus said to Matthew, "Follow me," did he pray? Did he laugh? Did he cry? Did he shout? I don't know. The Bible don't say. But all I read us is that we're told he followed him. He just got up and went after the Lord. Oh, God. He went after the Lord. One brother told me about a pastor. I told you his name. A lot of you know him. And he said that this pastor began to preach in a sermon in a church service at their home church. And he said that there was a lost man there. And he said this man had been wicked in sin, and he had a troubled past and a bad record behind him. And he, you know how it is, how that we are when we got lost, folks. We want just to preach the most heart-wrenching, lovey-dovey gospel message we can come up with. But he said that preacher started preaching that night, and he got to preaching about being saved and about the way of the cross. And said he preached it so hard, amen, and he preached the way of serving the Lord. And he told the difficulties and the uphill climbs. And that preacher said, I sat there and thought, and the crowd thought, "My goodness, you're describing it so hard, nobody would want it." But he said that old boy, all he knew was a hard lot. All he knew was a hard way. And he had heard God's voice. Let me tell you something. Amen. It would be wrong of me to tell you that it's going to be easy for you. Amen. It would be wrong of me to tell you to wake up in the morning and expect everything to be rosy and smooth. I don't want to tell you that. But I want to tell you this. If you're really serious about serving God, amen, all you got to do is follow the Lord. Amen. You don't have to worry about having a tremendous prayer life. You may not have a testimony like Brother Joe. You may not be able to shout like Brother Mark. You may not can sing like Brother James. But all your requirement is that you see not that you refuse his voice. Amen. When God says go, I'm going to serve him. And it don't matter to me what it takes. Everything that stands in my way. It ain't going to get too hard. It ain't going to get too rough. What are you going to do, preacher? I'm just simply going to follow the Lord. Can somebody raise a hand and say amen? You can start out. Amen. You can give all kinds of excuses. I've pastored for a little while now. And I've watched people that give the reasons why that they couldn't serve God. None of them will hold water. Amen. None of them will hold water. You can serve God. Just see that you refuse not his voice. He's calling. He's calling. He's calling you out of that. He's calling you away from that. Don't ever refuse that voice and go back to it. Am I preaching all right? Even he called some and they made their excuses of why they couldn't come. Let me show you some scriptures in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 9. Don't let this be you. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, "Lord," Luke 59 and 57, "I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest." Sound like he's got his mind made up, don't he? I'm really going to live for God. And Jesus said unto him, "Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests. But the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." I don't know if the man followed him or not. I kind of feel like that he might not have. Are you hearing me preach? He came to the Lord, and, "Lord, I'll follow you. I'll do whatever this is, Lord. I'll do it." And the Lord began to show him, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be. Amen. The singing a while ago talking about, amen, being on the battlefield and, amen, and serving God in the hardness. I want to tell you right off the get-go, amen, it's not going to be an easy road. But if you are committed to God, that live, die, sink, or swim, if my prayers are answered immediately, or if my prayers is delayed or hindered, like the brother said, I'll find myself Friday night back in the house of God. I'll find myself one more time falling on my knees. And I'm not saying, God, I'm here to bargain. I'm here to make a deal with you, God. But I'm saying, God, I'm here to follow you. I've heard your voice, and your voice is saying, this is the way. Walk in it. And I'm going that way. That's what the old timers sang. I'm going that way. I'm going that way. I've turned my back on sin. That's what conversion is. You're going one way, and you turn around, and you're going the opposite direction. We don't need a revolving door. When he starts calling, it's always over and upward and out and away from sin. How can I do it? Will it be easy? No. Will it not be the pull of the world? No. It'll always be there. Can you say amen? Will all my old friends leave me alone? Probably not. Will I never have a temptation? Sure you will. But God is faithful. Are you hearing me preach? But what you've got to do is commit yourself. So when God says, follow me, I'm following the Lord. And he said unto another, follow me. Watch this. But he said, Lord, suffer me first. Suffer me first. Me first won't get it. I feel the Lord. Suffer me first to go bury. It don't say my dead father. It says suffer me first to go bury my father. One man that I've read after before, Brother James, said, I wonder if he's even sick. Amen. And another said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go. We're going to follow him. From the time we hear that voice, it ain't when I get all my ducks in a row, when I get everything lined out, then I'll follow you. Lord, I'll catch up with you. Somebody knows you've got to follow him. Are you hearing me? How many knows you've got to hold close to him? My text said, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh. He's calling. He's calling. I don't want you to be offended. I don't want the church to think that I'm being cruel, but my heart is stirred and I hear what's being said. He's talking to me. In the wee hours of the morning, he's calling me. Follow him. Follow him. These brothers can tell you, when God starts calling, amen, oh, you'll hear. If you've ever read, I know some hasn't, but some have. You ever read this the starting, amen, of Pilgrim Progress. And Pilgrim begins to feel the call and heal and feel that urgency to run away and get away, amen, from the city of destruction. And no sooner than Pilgrim starts running, than they start calling after him. You'll start following the Lord, and your old buddies will start calling you back. Come on now. You haven't saw them or heard from them in many a day. They haven't had a time of day to give you, but you'll start running for the Lord, and they'll start calling you. The old haunts of sin will begin to call your name. Can somebody help me preach? The places that you just might have thought but you never enter, they begin to call you. But you've got to listen to that one that calls from afar above. And you've got to see in your heart that you don't turn him away. Because if you'll listen to him, he'll call you. He'll call you. He'll direct you. He'll lead you right through your troubles. I don't know what to do, preacher. Follow him. I don't know which way to go. Follow him. It's not that hard. It's not that difficult. All you got to do is follow the mind and the leading of the Lord. Could you raise your hands and ask the Lord to help us? Don't turn away when he starts speaking to you. How about it, saints of God? Would you help me preach? Is anybody here could say, hey, amen? There have been times that the Lord has told me what to do. I didn't want to hear it. There have been times that he's told me what to give up, and I didn't want to give it up. I wanted to go there. I wanted to be there. And he said, you don't need to go there. Huh? Don't turn away. Don't turn away. I remember, could I borrow from another old song? It's a song in our hymn book, and I sung it some myself in my younger days. And the title of the song is Prepare to Meet Thy God. And it says something like this, careless soul, why will you linger, wandering from the fold of God? Hear you not the invitation? God's calling. God's a working. God's a dealing. God's a calling. I may be boring you, but I feel the Lord. God's a calling. He meant, oh, if you could only realize God's a calling your family, and God's a calling my family, and God's a calling. Can you not see it, church, right here in this community? There are those here tonight out of this community. God is calling. We've been here for, what, 13, 14 years, and we've seen more that God has called out of this town in the last 6 months than we have in all the years combined. God is calling. Oh, it doesn't that excite you that God is calling? I don't want to linger. I want to be prepared. But I love that song, and it said this. It said, why so thoughtless are you standing? I'm just skipping through it. Hear you not the earnest pleading of your friends? Amen. You heard the calling of God. Brother Steve, mixed in that calling of God was the calling of your brothers. As they called your name. And the church, as we called your name up to God. And your name is reverberated throughout the corridors of heaven. As your name has went all over heaven. And now rest assured, my young brother, that your wife's name and your son and your daughter's name and all of that is reverberating all through the corridors of heaven. And hell will have to stand in attention while God calls. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Oh, amen. Hear what the song said. He said, if you spurn the invitation. That word spurn means to drive away. To drive away with the foot. It means to kick, to reject with disdain, or to scorn with contemptuous treatment. And I hear the Lord saying to Saul of Tarsus, it's hard to kick against the prick. But the old song said, if you spurn the invitation till the Spirit shall depart, then you'll see your sad condition unprepared to meet thy God. Don't turn him away. He's a calling. I said, don't turn him away. He's a calling. Oh, great God in heaven, I feel the Lord. Amen. We have forgotten what it means to feel the, hear the calling of God. How many could preach with me when you heard the call for salvation, and you heard the call for sanctification, and you heard the call to come out from the world, and you didn't even know what you was doing, but you just heard the call. Oh, we've matured to it. We've grown above it. We've grown beyond it. We've majored in it. But some still here tonight are hearing the call. Come to me. Come to me. Come to me. Amen. We called you out of the world. Called you to Him. Called you. Amen. At the first, like the brother said, He began to wake you up in the middle of the night and deal with your heart. You knew it was the Lord calling you, and He called you to Him. You go a little farther, it's precious. And He begins to call you, and He calls to you, come a little closer. Huh? I'm doing good, I'm living pretty good, and then God calls you a little bit closer. How many can remember moving closer to God? As He called you, and He called you. Called you upward, called you to be with Him. Oh, church, the only thing you've got to do to backslide is whenever he starts calling, draw the line in the sand and say, no, God. I'm not going there, Lord. I'm not going any farther. I refuse to move from where that I'm at right here. Are you hearing me preach? Many of a man has refused the call of God. Amen. When we speak about the calling of the Lord, immediately we think about maybe going into the ministry or the mission field or something of that nature. But that's not all that it pertains to. There's a calling. God call you into a deeper walk. Amen. And then all the precious times of, amen, when God called to you. Are you hearing me? And God called to you. And this time it wasn't that God called you into the middle of the night for salvation. But God begins to talk to you. Amen. Oh, glory to God. God begins to talk to you. How long has it been since you heard the call of God, that God woke you up somewhere in the night and God wanted to talk to you? You're not listening to me, are you? And God wanted God. You hearing me? God wanted to talk to you. I remember them times when I began to draw close to God as God called me closer. God drawing me near to Him. Amen. Let me take you to a scripture that always, always I dread preaching from this book because I realize the greatness of it. It's found in the book of Proverbs. Most of you don't know the scripture. Proverbs chapter 1. My scripture text says, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. If the angels, if the men of the earth refused him when he spake on earth, how much more if we refuse him that speaks from heaven? I'll never live like that, preacher. God calls you. Proverbs chapter 1, as I come to a close, verse 24. The Lord said, because I have called, and ye refused, rejected. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have said it in all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. Listen to these words. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as a desolation, and your destruction as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel. They despised all of my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy him. Listen to me. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. When it comes. Not if it comes. When it comes. God calls you from trouble. God calls you to prevent it. God calls you to try to help you. Someone said that there was three callings in life. The first is when the Lord calls you for salvation. You have a choice. You can either choose to follow Him or choose to refuse Him. But the second calling is the calling of death. And it doesn't matter how much pleading and begging and crying you put up. Very, very few men, even in this Bible, and they were holy men at that. One man got spared a few more years Only but two that I read of missed it entirely. But all the rest, even one that had a double portion of one that got taken away, I read where he fell sick and died. When death starts calling. Then the third one is when judgment calls, you will answer. Are you hearing me? Listen. Listen to the lingering of Lot. I said a while ago, Jesus sent his angels down. The Lord goes down. Can you picture it? And he tells Lot, come out. Get out of here. It just really, I can't express it. We've read it. We're hardened to it. We can't even comprehend it. The angel of the Lord is telling him, God Almighty is fixing to rain fire and brimstone on this place. You've got to get out of here. And the Bible said, while he lingered. It's fixing by daylight. By morning time, this place is going to be completely consumed by God's wrath. And he tarried and dilly-dallied and lingered. Amen. Amen. Till the Bible said the angels laid their hands on him, the Lord being merciful, and drew them without the city. Don't refuse him. He's calling. Don't refuse him. Learn from these lessons. He's called you. One of the greatest scriptures that I could quote to you tonight is found in the Bible where he said, I have called thee by thy name. Of all the multitudes dying and going to hell tonight, he calls you. Huh? All the people tonight that's minds is muddled and mixed up and messed up and they're on drugs and they're here and they're there and they're lies and they're looking for something. And they're hearing voices that are telling them to self-destruct. And they're listening to things that's driving them off the deep end. And through all this sin praise world, God's voice calls you. And you hear his voice. See that you refuse not that voice. Don't refuse that voice. Don't refuse that voice. I am confident tonight, my friend, that you can go to God's heaven. If you'll just listen to that voice that's a calling your name. I've called thee by thy name. I purposely went down to where you're at and began to call on you. He may see that you refuse him not. Don't turn him away. Amen. I saw men that's been laddering in sin and deep in sin. Come get us a song if you will. I saw them, Brother James, as they sat and the church has pews. And the Spirit of God has called their names. And I've saw them stand behind the pews and shake and tremble from the fear and the pressures and the loads and the devil and all those things. And all God was calling them. And I've watched them turn him away. Turn him away. Turn him away. How does a man backslide? How does a man backslide? A saved man, a saved woman, a previous sinner, a used-to-be lost man, somewhere in their life they heard a voice of God. They heeded the call. They came to an altar. They followed the Lord. They arose. They went after him. They walked behind him. They listened to him. How did they backslide? Do you think that they walked away from God without God reaching for them? Do you think that Demas Do you think Paul was so naive that he didn't deliver a few personal sermons to Demas? Do you think that he may have pulled him to the side and slipped an arm around him and tried to talk to him? How does a man backslide? What does the term mean? How did folks that have been in this church, shouted in this church, how did they get so deep in sin? I'm not saying it is a sad report where three of the previous people, members of this church, have now fallen into the sin of our day. Did God not call them? I hear Him saying, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft I would have gathered thee together as a hen doeth her chicks." I'm just a country boy like you. All of us that's ever been around a chicken coop or chicken hen house, and the little baby chicks, the old mama hen just makes that clucking sound, and they come on the run. That's the illustration that the Lord left for me and you as just common folk. And the Lord said, "How oft I would have gathered thee together. I clucked to you. I called to you." The one place it talked about wooing you. Trying to reach for you. Trying to deal with you. He don't want you to walk away. Don't refuse Him. Don't refuse Him. One man asked me, and I know I'm preaching long and you're listening very intently, but I saw a man converted. I saw a man born again on a construction site in the midst of the block laying and the plumbing and everything going on. But Dwayne was there. Amen. And there was a man that got saved. Dwayne wasn't there whenever the conversion took place, but he saw the change in that man's life. And one day, even with the things that was going on in his life, and just like you, my brother, he was dealing with things in his marriage. And one day he comes to me and he says, "I feel like God's dealing me." I hadn't preached to him, but we were praying together. Me and Tom Coleman were praying at 9 o'clock break and 2 o'clock break every day in a job trailer or somewhere in a corner of the building. And this little homeless preacher would get down and pray with that old roughshod boy. And he come to me and he said, "I feel like God's dealing with me about my cigarettes. Do you think it's a good time for me to try to quit and everything else I got going on in my life?" And I said this, "Tom, you said to me, God's dealing with you." You said to me, "God's dealing with you." Listen to me, church. Don't you think God knows when the best time is? And he kind of smiled. He said, "That's kind of what I thought." Don't refuse it. To the best of my knowledge, Brother James, I don't know how many years he'd been bound by that, but he quit it. When God calls, you may try a lot of things on your own. I'll give you credit, and I feel like God will. But when God calls you, if you don't refuse His voice, it'll work. Stand with me tonight, if you will. Don't refuse Him. Don't refuse Him. He calls. He calls you to this point. He calls you to this place. just the beginning. He calls you. He calls you farther. You listening to me? He calls you farther and farther. And He calls, come on. Come on. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you. You can't help what happened. You can't help what happened this morning, let alone what happened back in your sinful days. But God has been merciful. People have been merciful. Don't refuse Him. Because I read to you those fatal words in the book of Proverbs. God has called you. I don't mean this in no way as a slam or a sham. Men have backslid and went back into the world, deep in sin, done things that they're ashamed of. And God loves them. And the old prodigal son comes to himself. I know he come to himself, but I just feel like there's something in there, Brother James, that started calling. And people come right back to the house of God. Don't stop there. Don't stop there. Don't stop there. You need to get to the place after a while to where you could hear more distinctively the call of God than you can hear the call of this world calling you back into it. Somebody say amen. Don't refuse Him. He's calling. He's waiting. And I feel like I could say it tonight. He's pleading. Don't turn me away. I want to help you. Don't turn me away. I want to help you. It's the only hope. It's the only hope. You hearing me? There ain't just one in this building. It's all of us. It's the only hope. The preacher, my children are, I understand, the only hope for them is if mamas and daddies, regardless of what the past is, and from this point on, if there's ever going to be a break in the trend of sin, you're going to have to start going after the Lord and let them watch you follow and hear the voice of the Lord. Don't look at the mountain and say it can't be done. Listen to His voice. Don't look at the mountain and say I can't climb that mountain. It's too steep. It's too dark. There's too many impossibilities. You'll hear a voice that'll tell you, this is the way. This is the way to go. You'll reach obstacles all the time in your life. I know you're standing, and I'm a tarrying, but I feel the Lord here. Just standing in the crowd tonight as far as age and seniority in the Lord. I guess Sister Thelma would probably be the oldest. We all hold her in high honor and respect. Sister Thelma would tell you there have been many a times in our walk with God that we come to the crossroads in life, stand real still, and you'll hear His voice. You'll know which way to go. When you hear that voice, David, you go down there and you stay there till you hear the sound of the going in the tops of the mulberry trees. Don't you go till you hear His voice. But when we hear that voice, it's time to follow Him. I want to ask this, and you just tarry right here just a moment. I hope you're prayerful. Are you hearing Him? Is He calling you? I just have a hard time believing that He calls men to an altar one time. Let me ask you, are you hearing other things calling? Are you hearing other things reaching for your attention? Are you hearing other things that's pulling on you? But tonight, right here, just a few minutes before 8 o'clock, have you got time to listen to Him that's called you? All week long, they've called you. All week long, they've pulled on you. I don't want to be a bearer of bad news, but I want to be a man of experience. If you leave out of here tonight without heeding His voice, you'll no sooner get out that door to that other voice will magnify itself tenfold. You'll struggle more this week coming as we enter into the month of November than you ever did in the week past. He's a calling. He's a calling. He's a waiting. He's a pleading. Anybody feel like they need to heed the calling? Anybody want to come to the altar? Just a little talk with Jesus. I'm not being mean. I hope you don't think so. I'm not a fool. I'm not the smartest man, and I'm by far not the most spiritual. But I know I'm preaching to you. And I know He's calling you. But you see, we don't want people to think of us wrong. What does it matter? He's calling. One more time, raise your hands and ask God to help us around these altars. Preacher, I've just been struggling. Preacher, I've just been having a real hard time. Preacher, I'm discouraged. Preacher, I'm just down. I just need a blessing. He's calling. He's calling. He don't want you carrying that heavy load. He's calling. He's calling. That's it. Come on. Come on. He's calling. Come on. He's calling. He's through. That's what I'd do. I'd come with him. He's calling. He's through. Fall right in here. Fill up these altars. There's plenty of room. Don't refuse Him. Don't turn Him away. Don't reject Him. Would you like to pray?
Just as I am without one plea,
that
blood was shed, for me.
They'll pray with you, these good
and
sisters. These good mothers. Talk to the Lord. These good sisters are going to help you. They're going
to
help you. Get up out of all that mess and all that sin and all that pollution and all that junk. Get up out of it. Leave all that tangled up mess behind. Follow the Lord. Forsake it and follow the Lord. You may not follow Him shouting. You may not follow Him weeping. Just follow the Lord. Come on, men of God, I need you to find somebody here to pray with
you.
Pray with these boys. Pray with them. Pray with Brother Gary.
Just as I am. Just as
to me, Lord.
I
Talk
am
to me, Lord. Tell me, Lord. Tell me, God.
Lord, Jesus, that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come.
I can hear him say, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast him out. Amen. He that cometh continually comes to me. I won't cast him out. There was a time in my life, you see, I feel like a lot of times, Brother Patrick, that I have to be very sensitive to hear the voice of God. I have to really listen. And there was a time that I asked God, Lord, would you please help me? If you could, Lord, would you be just a little more louder? Would you talk to me a little more louder so I don't have to put forth so much effort to hear you? And I felt like God checked my soul. And in the same breath, I said, no, God, no. Just keep whispering to me and let me listen. You see, that'd be easy for me if he just thundered it from the heavens. But when I've got to turn a tentative ear to God, that puts the effort back on my part. If I want to hear him, he's a calling. What was it that spoke to Elijah? The still, small voice. Surroundings was the wind and the fire, and then a still small voice. I want to hear him talking, don't you? Amen. Anybody got anything you'd like to say before we dismiss this service for the weekend? Anyone?